Welcome to Midday Magazine, everyone, for this August 24th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're going to speak with our good friend right now, community development educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin, Madison Division of Extension, Kayla Rombolowski.
Wow, you did that flawlessly. That was impressive.
I've been working on it all night. I mean, no. Yeah. We've been hanging out enough to where we've gotten the chance to get our names down here a little bit more.
It's
great to talk to you again, Kayla. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Especially today, we get to tackle two really important topics to our community.
Right.
Let's start with broadband, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. So I have a task for all of the listeners, a little homework, if you will, from this segment. And that is to go to wisconsinspeedtest.net. So Wisconsin, all spelled out, speedtest.net, and test your internet speed. It doesn't matter if you live in Wisconsin Rapids, if you live in Marshfield, if you live in Rhinelander, or, you know, Tomahawk. You can take this internet speed test from anywhere in the state. And why it's important is that there's a lot of money coming down from the federal government and the state government into communities for Internet for All. Mm-hmm. So we're working really hard right now with the county and with some broadband partners on trying to make sure that we can get internet access everywhere in the county and making sure that that internet access is affordable and is able to be used by Wood County residents. So if you don't have internet at your home, maybe in order to work from home, you are paying for satellite or you don't have service at all.
Yeah.
We want to hear about that. So definitely you can call and we can enter in your address. But we really want to make the maps that we have from the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, as accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is speed tests.
Do you think, especially in today's day and age, where if you didn't grow up with the whole, you know, dial up or something like that, it all seems almost the same speed, whether I'm at the coffee shop or I'm at home or whatever, you might not notice a difference. But there is one. There is one, certainly. And the better data we have to give when it comes to that is only going to enhance this for everybody and make it stronger for everybody and see if we need more funds or not, or who needs help and who doesn't. That part is really key to this. I think we've gotten to the point in society where we don't have to spend 20 minutes talking about how important internet is and how vital it is to everybody out there, whether you are this age or that age, whether you're a man, a woman, a dog, a cat. Everybody has some tie to the internet nowadays. I noticed this the last farmer's market I was at. I was talking to an Amish family, and I love talking with them and getting to know Amish families and stuff. It's still something that's a little new to me.
Sure.
And I was talking to them, and he said, oh, hang on one second. And he pulled out a phone. He pulled out a phone. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you're not supposed to have that.
Wait.
And he's like, well, actually, in our culture right now, we've understood that in order to sell some of our products, we have to use internet at times. So when they're at fairs, they won't do it at home. But when they're at, a farmer's market or something, they will use a little bit of their internet. Or something. So this phone is only used at the farmer's market. Otherwise, it just goes away in the pocket or something. But even Amish people are using internet.
Right.
So, I mean,
that is powerful right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes to show just how much of an essential infrastructure item internet
really
access
is.
You can't have a business. You can't be a student doing, you know, homework without an internet connection. So
another important part of internet and this conversation, I think, too, is the idea that we can create some empathy with this, because I'm sure that there are people out there that, well, I don't use the internet hardly at all. I'm sure they'll be fine. And hopefully this brings to people why this is so important. Again, I think we've discussed that ad nauseum as a society, why internet's so important. But you touched on a couple of things right there that were so key. Every kid should be able to log on to school. And especially in rural areas where we all know that, you know, as great as our snowplowers are and everything, there's going to be snow days. There's going to be days where when we were kids, we didn't have to worry about it.
Right. And now they're e-learning days and you do have to worry about it. Yeah.
Do you, I mean, we can't afford to have any kid a day or two behind in education.
Exactly.
And now we realize
we already have a gap with COVID and coming out of COVID. Yes. There's already a learning gap. And we're seeing that gap widen between economically disadvantaged students that don't have internet access at home, that maybe don't have the parental supports at home, and those students that are coming from families that are extremely supportive. You know, we want to kind of close that gap between, it's all part of digital literacy and making sure that everyone has equal access and has a fair footing. And that goes for students, but it also goes for, you know, families and for working adults too. I mean, there are so many instances that I've heard recently of folks who are working in environments where they haven't gone back to work since COVID, and so they need to have home internet access in order to do their job. And you could say, you know, you could make an argument that like, oh, well, you could go sit at a coffee shop or something like that. Yes, but we're at the point as a society where the infrastructure is there. We just need to know where we can direct our ISPs, our internet service providers, to put it.
Yeah. And we're in this situation a little bit here at the station. Our head of news, one of our favorite family members, Melissa, it works from home a bit, and she's in Abbotsford. She's out in, you know, there. So it's a little more of a rural area, and and she, you know, struggles sometimes with this. It's one of those things where I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the person. Us, you know, most businesses survive these things, but it's the employee that tends to suffer, which can trickle down into the company, which can trickle down into the economy. So if you don't care about anything else that Kayla and I have said, I'm sure you care about your taxes and your money.
Right.
This all adds up. Yes. Better internet is better for the economy.
Right.
Even if we're just talking about, because you brought up great points about working from home, students, those things first and foremost, certainly.
Yeah.
But to me, even if we're talking about people that want to flirt around on Amazon a little bit and stuff, that's helping the economy. Maybe they're going to a local business and stuff and looking it up online. But if they can't, they don't have the broadband to do it, that they're not making that purchase locally. Maybe they're making it on Amazon or something.
Yep.
It all adds up.
And
all this stuff is important.
To the point about workforce, you know, it's an attraction issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
People that are moving to your community are going to want high-speed internet at their residence. And so if you're wanting to attract folks to come in, you need to have that as an offering. Just like you have, you know, to your new subdivisions in town, you have sewer and water running out there. You have electricity running out there. Now internet needs to run out
there.
That's
a fabulous point, Kayla. That's a really good point. That hit home, I think, for a lot of people right there. When it comes to, you do this, we do our homework. We go to WisconsinSpeedTest.net. We do our homework. Let's say we get that data. Where do we go next? What's next for them?
So as an individual, you can confirm with that speed test data that you're getting what you're paying for, which I think is interesting. I actually did this recently from home, and it turned out that my speeds were a little faster than what I was paying for. So I was kind of excited to see that. So that on the personal end is good. On the, you know, where does that data go? So on the macro level, if you will, that is being fed into a map. Once you take the speed test, even if you don't take the speed test, you can view the map data. We are hoping for 10% participation for this speed test across the county. Currently, we're at 2. So we've got a little bit of a ways to go.
We can help with that.
And so we're just trying to promote it like crazy. And you know, the importance of this is to take it from your home location. Like, you can't take the speed test from the Wood County Courthouse and expect that it's going to measure, somewhere else. And if everyone in the Wood County Courthouse goes and takes the speed test, that's great, but it only counts as one location. There's a little bit of a caveat there, too.
In just taking the test, the data is already, you don't have to submit this or anything. It's already collected.
You take the speed test, it collects and filters the data right into the map. And you can view this map for the entire state. You can see, you can actually drill down by municipality and township. So if you want to see what your neighbors have for internet service, you can take a look. And you can also see, you know, there might be an area of black dots. So black means no service.
Okay.
You don't have any connection. And then there might be one or two green dots within that area. Green is a pretty good speed, a good service. That means that that person or that family has chosen to pay for a different option. So they're either using, you know, Starlink from Elon Musk, or using a satellite option. But that is important to consider too, because those options are not affordable for everyone.
Right.
And so, you know, looking at broadband access, some of it, and I won't say that we're going to be able to serve the whole county. I mean, there are just some areas geographically where it doesn't make sense to trench fiber. But what we're looking at is how can we get the vast majority of the county covered.
I have not been able to take the test yet, but I will. I always do my homework.
Good.
And I'm going to get it done right away too, so I can play with my friends afterwards.
Perfect.
that's just a kid I was.
Right.
When you do this test, is the information pretty self-explanatory, or is there things people should know as far as like what is a high speed, what is a low speed? You know,
great questions. The information is fairly self-explanatory on the test. It's very user friendly. In terms of those additional terminologies, there's broadband has and high speed internet access. High speed, wow, I really just flew that right off the tongue.
If it wasn't
high speed internet access has its own language associated with it. So when you're talking about speed, you're generally talking about megabits per second. Mm-hmm. That's Mbps. And the higher those numbers, typically the better, faster quality of internet you have. So if you think about, folks that are our age maybe can relate to like the AOL discs back in the day, and you plug that in and then you're waiting to connect.
Just hoping.
Beep, 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 beep.
Get off the phone.
That whole thing. So that was that still exists in places. Some people still connect to the internet that way. And that typically would be a really low speed. Mm-hmm. So you're talking, 1.1 or 25 megabits per second, probably at max. But we're seeing all the way up to, really the fastest speeds that internet service providers are offering is like up to 100G, so 100 gigabits per second, which is significantly faster. I mean, that's like you click on something and it's there. It loads right away. And so not everyone needs that level of speed.
Yeah.
We don't expect that everyone will have that level of speed. But our goal is to bring functional internet speeds to the county.
Again, WisconsinSpeedTest.net is where we're encouraging you to go. Please, everybody go there. Hit that website up and take the test so we can collect this data. So we can hopefully maybe get more funds if we need them or what have you.
Yeah.
Again, WisconsinSpeedTest.net. Kayla, I wanted to use the second half of our conversation to talk a little bit about Clean Sweep.
Yes.
It's one of our bigger events in this area, one of the ones that we've talked about for years.
Yeah.
It's an important one. It's also one of those ones that it feels like as many people know about it as there are people like, what's this Clean Sweep? This seems interesting. Or where do I dump my electronics?
Exactly.
That question usually comes up or something like, well, have you heard of Clean Sweep? And let's get into that a little bit.
So on the electronics front, just an aside, Love Inc. recently hosted a electronics recycling program, and they had thousands of people that came dispose of their electronics. So those types of private events are also a great opportunity to recycle and safely dispose of your essentially your junk that's just taking up space in your house. When it comes to Clean Sweep, we're really talking about more of those chemicals that you might have laying around. So Clean Sweep is a Wisconsin state program for farms, homes, and businesses, and it's for household hazardous waste and agricultural wastes. So coming up on Saturday, September 9th, in a couple of weeks here, from 8 to noon at the Saratoga Town Hall here in Rapids, you can bring anything you might have laying around. So if you are going through, I was telling James before we started this interview that I went through my garage yesterday to try to clean it up because it's been full of stuff all summer, kids' toys and all sorts of things.
And you're here. You survived.
Right. Nice job, I survived Taylor. But I wanted to clean out that garage so that when the snow flies, I can park my car in there. And so if you are having the same thought, if you're ready to clean out your garage, and then as you're doing that, if you find, you know, paints or oils, pesticides, any of that stuff, and you're like, man, I don't need this anymore. I don't know what to do with it. Bring it to Clean Sweep. So it's a free program for Wood County residents. We accept a variety of hazardous chemicals, herbicides, fungicides, you know, gun cleaning fluid, hobby materials, lacquer. We've got a brochure on our website. So if you just Google Wood County Extension, it'll come up. And if you're not sure on something, just give us a call. We're happy to find out the answer for you. If we don't know the answer, we will work with our partners to figure out if it's something that we take at this event. But provided free of charge to residents.
We had, and I always like to say a big, gigantic thank you to all the volunteers and the people that work on this event every year. We greatly appreciate you doing this. You're truly helping our not just our community, our planet.
Right.
You know, and that's exactly. Some pretty big stuff right there.
Yeah.
Are you tired of hearing about PFAS? Because I think most people are, right? Right? You're tired of it?
I'm tired of it, but I know the importance of it.
I know the importance of it. Yes. Yeah. It's no different than COVID. You might get tired of the word, but you know it's important information.
Right.
If you'd like to move on from the subject, we have to do this work first.
Exactly.
This is the only way we can get past these things.
Right.
It's too vital. It's too important. I was talking about this earlier on a morning show. I'm done trying to convince people of how important this is.
Right.
I just am asking, you know, for people to do this now. Just go ahead and be a part of this change, a part of what's going on.
Yeah.
This event has been going on for so long, and it speaks to the importance of how much this is needed in this area and how much this world needs this.
Right.
For generations, you know, there were people that would just oil, throw it in the ground, that kind of thing.
Put it in the river.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how that ever made any sense.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in bashing people from the past. I'm focusing on today and going forward. We know better now. Regardless of whatever was done back in the day, we have the intelligence and in the data and the science now to show, hey, this ain't working. We have to do that. We have to dispose of these things better. Can we go over a couple of the things that aren't accepted at the clean sweep so that we can get that out of the way, so maybe people aren't dragging it down there and have to drag it right back?
Sure. So I'll give one specific example. I'm going camping this weekend at Sarah Park. When we camp, we use the 1 pound propane canisters for our camp grill. Those are not accepted at clean sweep.
Okay.
But if you call me and you say, hey, I have these, what do I do with them? I will do my best to find you an answer. And so this happened recently. I got a phone call about those. And you can take them both Marathon County to our north and Portage County have solid waste disposal facilities. You can take them there. There is typically a fee to dispose of them. If you can confirm that they're empty, you can often take them to a scrap recycler. So like Express Recycling here in Rapids or others across central Wisconsin and dispose of it safely that way. So that's one example of something we don't take. We also don't take latex paint. So something that not everyone knows.
Yeah.
If you have latex paint at home, you can just let it dry up and dispose of it right in your regular trash. I will give a plug. There's a Central Wisconsin Recycling Collective. If you search for, I think even if you just search for recycling on Facebook, it'll come up. It's staffed by a variety of solid waste professionals from Central Wisconsin. And one of the solid waste professionals, Amanda from Point, does a Wish Cycling Wednesday, I think it is, where she'll talk about, like, you think this is recyclable, but it actually isn't. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, what do I do with this? And so that can be a great way to just get those daily habits or those tips in your mind of, can this go in the recycling bin? Do I have to take this somewhere special? That kind of thing. But Clean Sweep is one way that we are providing to Wood County residents specifically to dispose of those wastes. And actually, the program, just in the time that I've been with Extension, which is just over a year, has been so popular and seems to be so needed by residents that we're actually next year offering two clean sweep events.
I was going to ask off air. Okay, that's really
so
insightful.
We've decided that we're going to do one in Northwood and one in Southwood annually. Smart. So every 6 months.
Wow.
And that really came from a variety of reasons, but also from just when folks call and they say, hey, I have this chemical and it's sitting in my garage. And it may have been there for 30 years, but when they call me and they say, hey, what do I do with it? And I say, well, you know, clean sweep isn't for another 6 months, but you can bring it to clean sweep in the fall. And then I hang up the phone and I'm like, oh man, I just told that little old lady to sit on that hazardous chemical for another, you know, 9 months or whatever. This way, at least there's this a quicker option.
There's only so much you can do. Don't take on that guilt. But I appreciate hearing that. Honestly, for one, it's something that's very familiar with all of our Extension friends. You guys care. You put so much of your heart into these jobs and into this community. We appreciate you so much for that.
Thank you.
But it also, I appreciated hearing it too, because it I think as a citizen, I could see how we could use this twice a year. It makes sense to hear the data of that, the evidence of that.
Right. And I think the more opportunities you have to dispose of this stuff in a safe and earth-friendly way, the easier it becomes to do so. Mm-hmm. So you aren't tempted to just stick it in the trash bin because you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. It is a very popular event. It's been around a long time. But we know that there are new listeners and new locals all the time. Can we go over some of the safety requirements as we're wrapping up so that people understand? Like all residents must stay in vehicles at all times.
Yep.
This is an important one.
Essentially, the way it works, it's like a drive-through, right? So you're going to come in at Saratoga. You're going to pull in to one side of the parking lot. We'll say hi to you through your car, capture the zip code that you're coming from. We won't turn you away if you're not in Wood County, but we just like to see where folks are coming from. And then you'll go through Veolia is our waste disposal contractor. So you'll pull around. They'll ask you what you've got. And if you have a pickup truck and it's in the back, they'll actually remove it from the truck themselves. Mm-hmm. If you have a car that you're bringing or, you know, something without a hatch, you can put it in the back seat and they'll remove it for you. So you just stay right in your car. Yeah. They take care of everything. And then they will, it's actually kind of interesting to watch them because they have different large bins set aside. And so they'll figure out kind of what it is and then they'll sort it as needed and put it away. And then you drive on. So you're on your way. So in terms of safety, you know, just consider it to be like a drive-through. So you're going to stay in your vehicle. They will unload everything from your vehicle for you. And then you can be on your way enjoying the rest of your Saturday.
And Kayla, as we're wrapping up, we certainly don't have to get too deep in the weeds on this one, but if I'm looking for tips or help on how to transport something, I've got this chemical, I've got this product, but I don't know how to transport it from A to B, can I call up? Can I maybe get some help with that?
Of course. Yeah, you're always welcome to call. And especially if you have one of those weird ones that I'm like, I don't know if this is accepted. I don't know what to do with this. Just give us a call. I will admit right away on the air that I am not a hazardous waste expert.
You're not.
Half the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm throwing this interview out.
Half the time people call me and I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that chemical. Hang on. I'll
Google that.
Right, exactly. I'll send the email off or send the phone call off to the folks that do know. And then I'm really good at following up. So I'll get back to you with an answer.
The smartest people I've ever known and know that they don't know everything. That's very helpful. It also speaks to how, while it doesn't feel new, how new this kind of topic is in many ways.
Yeah.
I know we've been talking about this for years and everything, but that's pretty small in the relativeness of time. We're all still in the guinea pig stage with this.
Right.
And with that, I think there's an empathy that's created. There's a likeness, there's a commonality, a kinship, if you will, with that, where we're all in the same boat here. We're all trying to figure this out as we're going along. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There are no dumb questions. There are no silly questions.
Exactly.
Even Kayla and I are asking questions, and we're we're pretty in on this subject. Even we don't know everything, so we certainly don't expect you to know everything. Call up and ask. And if they do want to call and ask, Kayla, where can we direct them?
So they can call extension, and that phone number is 715-421-8440. You can also call the Wood County Health Department, and they can give you some answers as well. And then, of course, the Wood County Extension website has more information. So yeah. I won't try to give a website on air. I know how challenging that can be, but just throw it in your search engine. It'll come up.
You'll find it. Yeah. Always good talking with you, Kayla. Thank you so much for the information and everything you're doing for our communities. Keep up the great work and have a good weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, James.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.